this week's edition, just cut this morning, about the Cowboy loss in Arizona.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
There are just two things the Cards' offense can't get done. They simply can't pass, and they really can't run. Their defense couldn't even stop an attack quarterback by a nun. But on Christmas in the desert, somehow those Cardinals won. That first burst of hope under Garrett is starting to fade. Lots of penalties, turnovers, dropped passes in a game poorly played. With all the mistakes Saturday this Cowboys team made, we all had sudden flashbacks to those 8 weeks under Wade. The dreams of this season just keep on melting. And in two quarters, Kitna took such a fierce belting. For most of the season, in the cellar the Cowboys dwelt in. And on Saturday, we couldn't beat a team led by a red skeleton.
I'm mad as hell, and I know all of our fans are, and that's where that is.
Miles Austin's hands look like they're made of aluminum. Once Pro Bowl corner Jenkins now just looks like a bum. Please, please tell me Marion Barber is not that dumb. Some Cowboy mistakes just leave your mind numb. The Cowboys arrive for Christmas, bearing many a gift. Two interceptions for touchdowns gave the Cards such a big lift. For the entire season, our defense has been so adrift. And Beeler's extra point couldn't have been much worse if he'd simply whiffed. In one half, how much punishment did poor Kitna take? It's a wonder that something major on him didn't break. We keep waiting for the real Cowboys to simply awake. But this team and this season smells like some constant windbreak. With 10 losses, we'd like to say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. But there's still a trip to Philly in a game that's usually a dogfight. But Dallas wasn't the only ones in that game who didn't look so bright, because the NFL Network kept telling us Saturday was actually Thursday night.